I don't know what's going on with this. Hold up. It's going crazy right now. I can't even see the chat. Yeah, they said, yo, Patreon. Hold on, y'all. Cause I don't know what's going on with this. All right, there we go. Where'd the chat go? Chat not showing up. All right, peace y'all, what's popping, man? I don't know, I had a little technical difficulties real quick. All right, now I see y'all on the screen. I don't know what's going on, but I see y'all now. Salute to everybody, man. I got somebody to shout out real quick. Let me see who that was real quick, man. Oh, my man Rodney, man. Rodney Shepherd, man. Appreciate you. Thank you, Rodney. And also Brandon, man. Thank y'all, man. I appreciate everybody that contributes to the channel, man. Also, make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon, The Dark Side of Richard Pryor's Life. This one was definitely a little too raunchy for YouTube, but it's available on the Patreon if y'all interested. The link is in the description below. I am Marvelous Media on Patreon. Hold on, let me get this over here so y'all can see the title of this. World Domination Through Attack on the People. We Can't Eat. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all tap in. I was going to play a little clip from this video or second part that I was going to do, but it may be a little too medical for YouTube, so I'm going to just chill with that. You know what I'm saying? But if y'all would like to join the Patreon, the link is in the description, like I said. You know what I'm saying? Got over 300 videos over there for y'all, man. So, let me shout some people out. I don't know what's going on with the chat, but it's frozen. Pocket Fuller, what's popping? EOS, Goldilocks, Mishi Bless, Chill Vibes, Anthony Sutton, Alaya, what's popping? Tristan Thompson, Melanie Monroe, House Carolina. He said, yo, Patreon game, what's popping? Salute to everybody. We're going to be talking about a little bit of the post that I put up there yesterday about the, it looked like a demon to me, you know what I'm saying? But I did a little more research and found out exactly what this deity represents and why it was done towards the end of the Olympics. Right, and then we're going to talk about Ice Cube. So Ice Cube made a bold statement, I believe it was yesterday or a few days ago. And I don't know, he may be in trouble with this. Like, he went against the powers that be, if you ask me. Now, Ice Cube has been doing this and being outspoken. He's kind of laid low from Hollywood and the music industry, you know what I'm saying? He's focusing on his basketball league, which is the Big Three, and he's been having hardships with that. But I'm going to play the clip with what Ice Cube basically said, and then we're going to talk about the Olympics. Let me see. Lou Breezy was popping. Pocket Full of said, Patreon straight fire. Just watched the prior joint. Yeah, I'm gonna do a few more videos for y'all this week too. Just now getting caught up on a lot of stuff. So sometime if y'all share stuff in the community tab, I'll just put it up there so people can see it too, man. For all the people that join for free, I don't really have much content up there for free, but I do have a free section, you know what I'm saying, and it's valuable information, you know what I'm saying? So salute to everybody. Salute Malia 420. Now, I'm going to play this Ice Cube joint, and then we're going to talk about it, you know what I mean? Then I want to show y'all something from back in the day. If y'all coming into this awakening, right? You have people like Yash Karab, Professor Griff, And this is like around the time when I got hip to a lot of this stuff. I'm going to show y'all this video that kind of opened my eyes back in the day, way back in the day. So got some important stuff to show y'all today. Salute to everybody that hits the like button. I greatly appreciate it. But without further ado, let's get to this Ice Cube thing. And we're going to talk about a little bit about politics. Let's get into it, though.
Yo, what's up? This your homie Ice Cube. Here to talk to my black folks. You know, I just want to be straight up because there's a lot of messages going out about this election. First and foremost, anybody telling you that you gotta vote, that it's your duty, that you have to exercise the right, and that people died for you to vote. For one, people did die, but nobody walked out their house to go die for you to vote. They were killed by probably some racists that don't want to see us get anything. But what I'm saying that to say this, be skeptical of anybody telling you to vote and not telling you to ask for anything or to tell you to just vote and not to get anything for your vote. That's not how it works. That's not the process. You don't vote just to vote. You vote because you're getting something or your community is getting something. So everybody that's telling you that, man, look at them and say, what are you getting? Because people that just want you to vote and not ask for nothing, people that's in power that want you to vote but don't want you to get anything or not asking for you to get anything economically, they suspect, straight up. Because a lot of people been in place for a long time and we ain't got shit. That shit gonna end. That shit gonna end. We gonna get what we supposed to get. Period. And anybody asking you not to ask, I wouldn't listen to them. Because that's the process. Every community asks for what they want. And we're going to do the same damn thing.
I work hard for AKA.
9 historically black fraternities and sororities formed more than a century ago when black people couldn't join white organizations. The Divine Nine has been a force in movements from civil rights to voting rights. And they say their political strength will make history once again this election.
Day one, Kamala Harris kicks off with an army. Look at just this force in this room.
Kamala Harris joined Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority in 1986 at Howard University, making her one of the 2.5 million members of the Divine Nine. CNN sat down with a room full of Divine Nine members speaking in their own capacity and not on behalf of their organizations. They're aware of their potential political influence this election, and they're excited to wield it.
2.5 million strong. Now look at how we can reach out to our families, our friends, our churches.
We are the Girl Scout leaders. We are the Boy Scout leaders. We represent every facet of Black America.
We are credible messengers. We have been in the communities. We have been working with these subpopulations, and they trust us.
Harris and her campaign understands the value of this built-in political infrastructure, and they're leaning into it. In July alone, Vice President Harris has spoken at the national conventions for 3 Divine Nine sororities. Harris is poised to leverage this voting bloc at a level we haven't seen from a presidential nominee before.
We're not waiting for someone else to tell us what to do and how to do it. We're creating our own playbook.
What is this going to look like in practical terms?
After church on Sunday,
we go downstairs to the fellowship hall and register people that aren't voting. And for those seniors that can't stroll to the polls, we're going downstairs and we're going to get them an absentee ballot.
Knocking on doors, phone calls, text banking.
This coalition is politically sophisticated, digging into strategy for battleground states like Pennsylvania.
We really need turnout in Philadelphia, and we need it in certain pockets.
And sharpening the message to motivate voters.
When we say things like democracy is on the line, I think low propensity voters, they don't know what that means. So we have to have very, very simple talking points.
We also have white male counterparts that we also need to educate on how overly qualified this candidate is.
What I hear you saying is that the reach of the Divine Nine will not be limited to the black community.
They believe this political moment will make history for America. And the Divine Nine.
What people are going to walk away with is that our organizations are a force to be reckoned with.
Interesting. Louise said something very important. Didn't they raise millions of dollars for Harris, but can't do nothing for reparations? At this point, I really feel like we won't be getting that at all. You know what I'm saying? But you see that, you notice that they said, and I'm going to be honest, I always thought that there was more than 2.5 million black Americans that were involved in sororities and fraternities. That's a small amount of people, unless a lot of these people have left these organizations. But I always thought it was more than 2.5 million black people that joined sororities and fraternities. But that's where it comes in at, as the 1%. You get what I'm saying? These are the 1%, one percentile of people that are in a higher position or whatever, socially or whatever you want to call it. But Ice Cube basically said what I was saying to y'all, as far as with when it comes to voting, whether side, whatever side you pick, you should know what the person is going to be doing for you before you go out and vote. But you have a lot of these people in these groups now, they're going to churches and forcing people to vote for a specific side. And, you know, because at the end of the day, that keeps them in power. See, the democracy thing is that it's a status. It's a government amongst the people. So if you remove that democracy, then everybody is equal, right? There is no social status. There is none of that. So a lot of these people that are in fraternities that went to school and got their doctrines and their PhDs, and you know, they networked and rubbed shoulders with millionaires and billionaires, and you know, now it's like that whole status of that is being threatened. So they're fighting hard to keep their position, when in all reality it doesn't really matter anyway. You know, you're just doing that for money. Now, I do want to show y'all this though, before we talk about the satanic 33rd degree, the satanic 33rd Olympics. All right, just so happens that we seeing a lot of this demonic stuff at the 33rd Olympics, right? What a coincidence. The 33rd Olympics happens to be in Paris, France. We'll make some connections to that. But I'm going to show y'all this real quick about with Ice Cube. Now, the reason why Ice Cube is like, I guess he's not frustrated, but I would say he's kind of like, you know, on the outs with a lot of this stuff, is because the blue side had basically reached out to him, you know what I'm saying, before they became elected, and never did. So it says here, yesterday they reached out to me, Ice Cube said, referring to the Biden administration. However, he added that the details for a possible meeting hadn't yet been hashed out. We haven't talked yet. We're just starting to figure out when we can have this meeting and how we're going to have it. I believe it'll go down sometime this month, he said. Now, this was 3 years ago. They never met with Ice Cube to clear up anything. Even though Ice Cube is not a spokesman for the black community. Somebody said that in the chat. Like, You know, he need to clean up what he did to the black community for that all that gangster rap. And I believe that this is what he's doing now, trying to do his good deeds, all right, by basically giving positive insight, if that makes sense, to the black community, because NWA in a whole destroyed us. All right. It says it was unclear which part of the administration reached out to Ice Cube for the interview. From the interview earlier in the interview, the musician said he believed the new administration is really into helping all minorities, but added that black people in this country are in a unique position. He said there needs to be things as far as specialty programs. You know me, I'm all about reparations. It seems like a bad word to this administration, but we got to change that. We got to have them speaking about reparations and add some fairness to the system, he said. He later pointed out that reparations for black Americans can come in different forms, including programs, grants, and tax relief. But they never sat down with Ice Cube. They never did. You know what I'm saying? They never sat down with him and left them out to dry. Now I don't want to focus too much on, you know, reparations. I don't really care about reparations. I don't care if we get it or not. Like, you know, I mean, I get it. Some people want that stuff, but I really could care less. If you ask me, my reparations came when they was giving out money them couple years ago. That was my reparations. You know what I'm saying? They said, I believe that, bro. They said, they give us Quavo and Megan the Horse to try to convince us to vote. Yeah, that's true. That is true. They use a lot of these rappers, a lot of these entertainers to basically get the votes out there. But it's not realistic. Now, let's talk about this 33rd Olympics, 2024 Olympics, right? So I didn't watch the Olympics. I didn't watch it, but I've been seeing a lot of satanic, demonic practices that took place. If you on the Patreon, I showed the clip, which I can't show on here. A lady during one of the, I think it was during the running event. I don't want to say which one it was. I can't remember. But a lady had did a ritual to Apollo, the sun god, literally on live TV. Literally, she did a ritual to Apollo, the sun god, on live TV. Like, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when I see stuff like this happening, there's no coincidence. You know what I'm saying? It's no coincidence. Now, this being up here that you're seeing on the screen, I'm gonna show y'all this. Let me just pull this up real quick. All right, so this is what you're gonna call the Wangina. Okay, the Wangina is what this is called. Now, it looks like a bee, right? It looks like some type of bee, some type of insect, or whatever the case may be. But this goes back to ancient times. And it's an insectoid creature, right? Now, hold on, let me get this up here real quick. This is what this basically is. Wangina, or however you pronounce this. But it's a water spirit. So it says here, the Wangina is the most significant creation spirit associated with rain and therefore the seasonal regeneration of the land and all natural resources. Now, the reason why this would be at the closing of the Olympics, right, is the simple part is pay attention to the words here, regeneration. So they're showing you, they're depicting, they're playing with all of these type of spirits to reconstruct the generation. Now, this is going to be the last Olympics that we see until 2030, if I'm not mistaken, right? But it's all connected. Salute to hold on, I'm gonna shout you out too, brother man, because they did give me a jewel on the Patreon about this. And young old head said off the Patreon, he said, hey Jay, I don't know if you made the connection, but this Olympics and the next one in LA is the celebration of Lucifer. France gave us the light-bearing Statue of Liberty. Then the transfer of energy goes to the city of Los Angeles, or Los Angeles, where both cities have demonic underground ruins, Hollywood and catacombs. Now, the reason why they would be showing this, right, is like I said, to reconstruct everything. Now, I'm gonna show y'all some of these images, right? And I'm gonna break this down briefly before I go into the next video. Alright, and then we're gonna be talking about sacrifices and stuff like that, because there's a reason why these people put this stuff on television. Alright, now, like I showed y'all what this creature or deity is, right? As you can see, below this creature, you see there's green or gray individuals, right, lifting up this creature. Now, after the solar eclipse, right, after the solar eclipse, many people were saying that they were seeing certain things fly in the sky when they started messing with that portal crap, right, during the solar eclipse. And, you know, we attribute these beings to aliens, right? We don't know what they are, but they're releasing this stuff throughout the atmosphere. Now, the reason why they're lifting this thing up is because these spirits all reside under this creature, right? It's all the same crap. Which is why you'll see here, this is basically the Shiva portal. All right, this is the Shiva portal. This right here, and you see these little gray individuals running through this crap. This is a portal. Some people may say, oh, it's a CERN portal. And believe you me, there have been explanations of people saying, hey, you know what? Hold on. They've been saying that there's people been releasing a lot of these beings through CERN portals. So why would they have this on television? Because They're planning on doing this, if they haven't done it already. You know what I'm saying? But somebody said, I seen that in the sky. Yeah, Jay Williams. Somebody had recorded a video, and there was like these little beings flying in the sky. And multiple people had caught it at different times. So it wasn't like it was CGI, you know what I'm saying? You know, they had different people recording the same event. So there's a possibility that they're releasing this, and this new being that they plan on using to reconstruct. You got to pay attention to with the whole rain creatures, right? All of this rain and stuff like that. This is all Luciferianism, man. You know what I'm saying? They said. Grateful said, we ain't never gotten reparations, yeah. Now, this is the headless god Nike. Now, the reason why they would have this at the Olympics is because Nike is a goddess of, I would say, competition or whatever, right? But that's the victory goddess of Samoth race, right? Now, the reason why she's headless, from what I read, all right, is because she betrayed a few older gods. She betrayed the older gods, and they chopped their head off. That's what I read. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know too much about the Nike goddess or whatever the case may be, but I find this to be very strange that they would just have this here. And this statue is actually located in Paris, France. All right, so it makes sense that they would have that there, but. Samoth race, okay, is a small little island. Small, very small little island. And I truly believe there's a lot of weird stuff that takes place over here. All right. It's over there in Greece and all of that stuff. It's a small, very small island. But if you look here, it says the sanctuary of the great gods. So you're going to have a lot of Greeks that go over there and worship. Okay, and practice and worship these type of gods. And they're releasing these things all upon earth. When you're watching TV, it's no coincidence that all of this stuff is on there. You're watching this for a reason. You know what I'm saying? This is Samoth race. If you Google what Samoth race is, okay, this place is going to come up. It's a small island. And they go over there and do their little weird rituals. You know what I'm saying? It's some Jeffrey Epstein type nonsense, man. Seriously. Nadia said, rain creatures, what's that? Oh, listen, I don't want to go too into detail, but you have many individuals, okay, that really mess with this stuff. Alright? Now I'm gonna show y'all. Cause I don't want to do too much. But you have people, different cultures that involve themselves with these type of spirits here. You know what I'm saying? Everything, just because it's, you know, we haven't heard about it in America, you have different cultures that actually practice and, you know, pray to these things. You know what I'm saying? But these represent rain creatures. You know what I'm saying? And there's different ones. You know what I'm saying? There's different ones. Malcolm said, these fraternities are gang goofy and, oh man, where's Skip? And they don't realize that they truly following Goat Lucy. Yeah, I mean, it's just like any other group though. The higher up you get, you start to realize what it really means. So, you know what I'm saying? I really feel like, you know, that'd be the case for the most of the part. But yeah, this type of stuff is real, man. I didn't want to spend too much time on this. Oh, so let me show y'all this too, man. Y'all said we're gonna talk about this too. I know I don't really talk too much about the flat earth stuff, but this guy found a Bible and he clearly showed, this is what kind of keep me away from a lot of this stuff. But watch this, y'all. Watch this. Check this out.
All right, you don't want to know how I acquired this? A real Freemasonic Bible. 1955. Earth. The Earth was regarded as the universe itself, every other body, the heavens, sun, moon, and stars being subsidiary to it. There seem traces of the idea that the world was a disk, bordered by the ocean and Jerusalem as its center. Heaven. The Jews divided heaven into three parts. The atmosphere, where the clouds gather, the firmament, in which sun, moon, and stars are fixed, and the upper heaven, the abode of God and his angels.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, man. It's kind of interesting, man. You know what I mean? The more you know. You know what I mean? The more you know. All right, so, they said, why does it resemble, Sophie said, why does it resemble an owl? Hold on, let me get that back up there. Let me get that back up there, man. I wanted a clear picture of it, but so people could see what this scary thing looked like. This thing is hideous, man. This thing is hideous, man. I don't know. I don't know why they would put that up there. But then again, I do, because it's the 33rd Olympics. And all of this stuff is, you know, you got to remember, these people own the media corporations. These Freemasons own the media corporations. So they're going to use the media and think people don't know what this stuff is. Until you start diving deep, like, yo, this is that. You know, you start with insect gods, right? You type that in on Google, insect gods. And then, you know, certain stuff will come up about Egyptology. And then you go further in. And next thing you know, you start going into different cultures. And you see stuff like this. You know what I'm saying? You see stuff like this, man. Like, you know, what is this? You know, so it just be weird stuff, man. Let me see. Yeah, he said Pocket Phillip said plain sight. Yeah. Yeah, but you know, y'all could do y'all own research. I'm always just gonna try to give y'all information. I don't wanna be considered gatekeeping of that. Now let's play this joint, man, from back in the day. And then I wanna talk about something, cause this goes in the hand in hand with the whole voting thing, but y'all remember this video, man? If you from the era where I first came into understanding about a lot of this stuff, like I want to say 2008, like 2007, 2008, right? And I was hype at first, like, yo, we got a black president. And then I realized, you know what I'm saying, I was sitting in the crib one day and I was smoking. And then I looked at the TV as I think his name was McCain. And then Obama was on the other side. And I said, they both are the Antichrist. Like, that was my whole thing. I was like, they both are the Antichrist. And I had watched this DVD that had a bunch of stuff on it. It was just like a collage of videos. And it scared the crap out of me, man. But then, ever since then, I've been on this journey to find out the truth of what really goes on out here. Even got involved in some of that stuff, right? But I had to learn the hard way that wasn't the best way for me. You get what I'm saying? It may work for some of you guys out there, but, you know, I truly believe that, you know, God has a way of showing us certain things. I don't want to get religious, but It, you know, certain times, man, you be like, yo, why can't I be in that position? It ain't meant for you. Your voice ain't meant to be used in that type of way. So let's play this clip, though, real quick, man. Let me show y'all this real quick.
And doesn't really want anything to do with it, I've been told, but does enough to stay alive. Shaquille O'Neal, Lady Gaga. Did you see how Shaquille O'Neal showing off his ring? Saw a picture of it or YouTube or something. I didn't watch it, but I saw him holding up his masonry ring. He must have went to 33rd degree. When you reach the 33rd degree level, you get a ring, and inscribed on it is your title, which is worthy of worship. Does he really think he's worthy of worship? But he gets sodomized by enough donkeys that got him that title.
You get what I'm saying? So this is the industry, y'all. This is the industry that's going on in America, and most of these guys and girls hate to be alone. And get this, most of them don't have any mirrors in their house. Why is it important not to have mirrors in your house? Because once you have sold your soul, you see images of demons. That's a true fact. Because you don't have any light. The only light you have is Satan. And they hate looking in the mirror. The only time they're looking in the mirror is when a stylist come over. They don't even comb their hair until the stylist come over. That's how paranoid they are. They hate to be alone so bad. They keep people around them. See, I couldn't understand that way back in the day. Like, why do they have to have so many entourage? Because they're scared out of their wits.
How greedy are you? How bad do you really want it? Because you're going to have to do a lot of vile and disgusting things to be awarded it. You're awarded it. You're allowed to succeed. That's how much Satan controls. If you want to be a network news anchor on one of his media stations, you're going to have to be putting your time into the rituals. Sacrificing babies, adults. That's not once a year, folks. They have to do it constantly because Satan's always demanding more and more and more sacrifices. They huff and puff it until you join, and then you learn the true dark side of evil. How do they get anything done in Washington? You know? Putting all these legislations together to destroy America, but they always have to break away to go do rituals. It's a good thing there's a city right underneath the Capitol because they don't have to go too far. Underground city right underneath the Capitol building. Yeah, they don't go very far. Break away and fast baby on a lunch break. This is the kind of people we're dealing with, folks. And it's all of them. It's not a hand-picked few. Senators and congressmen are elected ahead of time. They're elected ahead of time. They're chosen because they've sacrificed, made some kind of sacrifice that pleased Satan, and they've been doing their rituals and going to the rituals, and they've shown that they can keep quiet, not say anything to anybody, keeping quiet. And so then they're awarded to be elected for a certain year. Okay, you can run in 2012, and let's say they join the Brotherhood in 2008, 2009, and then they're told, okay, you have to do this and this and this, and then you can join in 2012, you can be elected. Voting does not matter, folks. Voting doesn't matter. You know, they sit and they have conference calls. The media networks all have conference calls during all these political meetings, and they conspire on what they're going to report and announce. They conspire together the whole time these primaries take place. So that way they can put their candidate at the top on all the network stations. It looks like Mitt Romney's winning. Nobody likes Mitt Romney. The Mormons don't even like him. But they like him. Satan likes to sacrifice. And Mitt Romney is afraid to die, so they can control him by fear. And these are the people we look up to. Brad Pitt, those two, Angie and Brad, were doing sacrifices and rituals with the Obamas on Halloween.
Yeah, man. Salute to Ace High. He said, I remember that video. Yeah, that was a classic, man. Back in those days, early 2009, 2010, you had people like Yash Karai that was like dominating on YouTube. Him and Professor Griff was like the only people that was telling individuals about what goes on in the music industry. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. It said Crystal, Amber said Crystal City is deep underground. Now, that apparently that's a place that they have in, I think that's in Virginia, but she said it was under the Capitol. You know what I'm saying? Let me see. Where's the full? Renee said, where's the full interview? I don't know, Miss Renee. I have no clue. I don't know. I just ripped that video down. And just wanted to show it with y'all. But the funny thing is towards the end, she said that voting don't count. And, you know, I can't say that because I'm on a public platform, but I will say that these things are designed. Before we can even make a decision, it's already put in place. It's already been designed. You know what I'm saying? And when I look at these elections that's coming up, it's like the playoffs. You know, in your mind, you know that it's a game, but which individual is gonna win? You know what I'm saying? And there's no coincidence that, you know, we're seeing this today where Orange Man will get a second term or whatever the case may be, and then he's going against a woman who is identifying herself as an African-American black woman. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if leave it up to the individuals that say, hey, you know, Orange Man did a lot for us when he was in office. I ate good, right? And now, you know, you're going to have people that feel like, all right, well, what do I do now? Because I can't side with Orange Man. I got to represent my side. You get what I'm saying? So it's all a game anyway. You know what I mean? It's all a game anyway. But I really truly believe that this will cause a lot of separation between people. You know what I'm saying? A lot of separation. Mind you, we only got a few more months until they have to do this. They said, who was that lady talking? I don't know. I always wondered her name, but I know the other individual is Yash Karai. know what I'm saying? He's got a lot of videos out there. I mean, his a lot of YouTube scrubbed a lot of his stuff off the internet. Reason why they scrubbed it off, not because of what he was saying, but off the simple fact is that when he would do his videos, he would show a lot of movie clips and play music videos. And when YouTube got on board with the whole copyright infringement thing, they removed a lot of his content, including his channel. Alright, but he would show like movie clips and, you know, music videos and stuff like that. And YouTube was very lax back in those days. They didn't really care too much about copyright infringement. Now they've updated their policy, so a lot of those old videos have been scrubbed, you know what I'm saying, off the internet. But there's a reason why they did that, you know what I mean, because they don't want people to know the truth, you know what I mean. Yeah, Kat said it's all scrubbed now. I don't know where Yaz Karai's been at, but salute to him. If y'all know, you know what I'm saying, leave it in the comments or you know, the chat world, whatever. Yeah, they said, Malia said, their lord is ball. Yeah, I wish I could play that Olympics thing for y'all, man, but I know they're going to strike the video. Last time I did, I tried to break down the Olympics thing. I played a little bit of it, and they removed the video completely. So I don't want to jeopardize the live by showing that. Okay, yeah, they said Black Child was big too. Yeah, I remember Black Child. Black Child Productions. Yeah, I remember Black Child. Listen. He's still up here too, y'all. Let me show y'all him. Cause I watch him too. If y'all, I don't want to play his content, but I've been meaning to. Hold on, I've been meaning to definitely put him out there too. Hold on, y'all. Let me get him up there, cause I follow him real quick. I gotta shout him out, cause he's one of the original ones too, and nobody really talk about him. Hold up, y'all. Let me get it together. Y'all know I ain't never got nothing together, man. All right. I spelled it wrong. Sorry. Kajari Amari. AK. Look, his channel is so shadow banned, you can't even find it. Wow. I can't even find his channel, bro. Like, why? I know they didn't take it down. I know they didn't take his channel down, man. Where is he at? Man, yo. I can't even find. They didn't took his channel down. I just saw a video with him the other day. This is crazy. But he was a classic, man. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. I know this is how you spell his name. And his channel is not up here. It say no more videos. What in the world? Hold on, y'all. I gotta get his video up here. They really took it down. Dang. Dangerous times, bro. Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. I tried to find this dude channel. Yeah, I can't find y'all. He was classic, man. Classic videos. And his channel was still up and running, but now it's gone. Like, I just saw a video from him the other day. And it's gone. It's literally gone. Like, nowhere to be found. He was talking about, he was talking about Obama and stuff like that. Man, where this dude at, bro? I'm tight, it's gone. Salute to Roy, man. Appreciate you, man. It said he dropped the video. Kajari Amari AK, man. That's his channel, Kajari Amari AK. And he is an Israelite, but he been doing this for a long time. I want to say almost 20 years. I found his videos back in the day, too. But I can't find it now, man. Dang, that's wild. They took his channel down. Unless he just deleted it. Jay, did you hear about one of those CEOs from Google passing away? She was 56, Susan. Yeah, so the lady, Susan Wojcicki or whatever, she was the CEO of YouTube, right? And her husband, who is the owner of Alphabet is the owner of Google. I wanted to play this video, but I probably shouldn't because she was talking about the jab and all of that stuff. But she did a video and explained why channels like mine don't grow, because they feel that my videos are low quality and it doesn't give it steers a narrative. And I couldn't believe that this lady said this, but the reason why you see a lot of YouTubers not growing, like I'll get a certain amount of subscribers and then they'll take a few away. It's always some game that they play with this thing. So yeah, they said Try Black Matrix. Nah, I don't know Black Matrix. But it was interesting that lady, you know, I don't know too much about her. I just know that she plays a major role in what we see and what we hear. You know what I mean? Thank you, Roy. I appreciate you, man. He said, for looking out for all of us. Appreciation, brother. Thank you, Roy. I just have to keep people aware, man. You know what I'm saying? If y'all would like, you know what I'm saying, this video is available on Patreon. You know, just be careful out there, the stuff you eat, what your children eat, things like that. Kajani Amari. There he go. Thank you, sir. Who said that? Tanya Van Sam. Thank you, Tanya Van Sam. Thank you. This guy right here. I gotta go subscribe to his channel, man. I don't want to play his videos, but if you remember, look, I'm gonna show y'all. Y'all remember these videos right here? This joint right here? These joints right here? 14 years ago, son. He was exposing stuff 14 years ago. I mean, he had it on lock. And then, salute to him, though. He's still up here, man. He's still up here. But I learned a lot from this dude, too. You know what I'm saying? A lot of his videos, you know what I'm saying, had basically opened my eyes to, like, hip-hop. So, make sure y'all go to Kajani Amari AK. You know what I mean? Get him a couple subscribers, man. Word, but he been doing stuff for a long time. They said I'm subscribed. The YouTube Kajani Amari. Yeah, they said I've been subscribed to his channel. Okay, his website. All right. Yeah, man. But I don't know. This Ice Cube thing is crazy. I'ma play it one more time. Salute to Roy, man. Thank you again, Roy. I appreciate you, man. But let's play this Ice Cube thing again, and we gonna get off of this, man. Peace, though.
Yo, what's up? This your homie Ice Cube. Here to talk to my black folks. You know, I just want to be straight up because there's a lot of messages going out about this election. First and foremost, anybody telling you that you gotta vote, that it's your duty, that you have to exercise the right, and that people died for you to vote. For one, people did die, but nobody walked out their house to go die for you to vote. They were killed by probably some racists that don't want to see us get anything. But what I'm saying that to say this. Be skeptical of anybody telling you to vote and not telling you to ask for anything, or to tell you to just vote and not to get anything for your vote. That's not how it works. That's not the process. You don't vote just to vote. You vote because you're getting something, or your community is getting something. So everybody that's telling you that, man, look at them and say, what are you getting? Because people that just want you to vote and not ask for nothing, people that's in power that want you to vote but don't want you to get anything, or not asking for you to get anything economically, they suspect, straight up. Because a lot of people been in place for a long time and we ain't got shit. That shit gonna end. That shit gonna end. We gonna get what we supposed to get. Period. And anybody asking you not to ask, I wouldn't listen to them. Because that's the process. Every community asks for what they want. And we're going to do the same damn thing.
I work hard for AKA.
Nine historically black fraternities and sororities formed more than a century ago when black people couldn't join white organizations. The Divine Nine has been a force in movements from civil rights to voting rights. And they say their political strength will make history once again this election.
Day one, Kamala Harris kicks off with an army. Look at just this force in this room.
Kamala Harris joined Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority in 1986 at Howard University, making her one of the 2.5 million members of the Divine Nine. CNN sat down with a room full of Divine Nine members speaking in their own capacity and not on behalf of their organizations. They're aware of their potential political influence this election, and they're excited to wield it.
2.5 million strong. Now look at how we can reach out to our families, our friends, our churches.
We are the Girl Scout leaders. We are the Boy Scout leaders. We represent every facet of Black America.
We are credible messengers. We have been in the communities. We have been working with these subpopulations, and they trust us.
Harris and her campaign understands the value of this built-in political infrastructure, and they're leaning into it. In July alone, Vice President Harris has spoken at the national conventions for three Divine Nine sororities. Harris is poised to leverage this voting bloc at a level we haven't seen from a presidential nominee before.
We're not waiting for someone else to tell us what to do and how to do it. We're creating our own playbook.
What is this going to look like in practical terms?
After church on Sunday, we go downstairs to the fellowship hall and register people that aren't voting. And for those seniors that can't stroll to the polls, we're going downstairs and we're going to get them an absentee ballot.
Knocking on doors, phone calls, text banking.
This coalition is politically sophisticated, digging into strategy for battleground states like Pennsylvania.
We really need turnout in Philadelphia, and we need it in certain pockets.
And sharpening the message to motivate voters.
When we say things like democracy is on the line, I think low propensity voters, they don't know what that means. So we have to have very, very simple talking points.
We also have white male counterparts that we also need to educate on how overly qualified this candidate is.
What I hear you saying is that the reach of the Divine Nine will not be limited to the Black community.
They believe this political moment will make history for America and the Divine Nine.
What people are going to walk away with is that our organizations are a force to be reckoned with.